Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Mentally Experience. Welcome to another show where it's going to be an experience.
Bigger topic, any topic, we prepared, we ain't scared, we just touch it. We be talking sex, lies, yeah, whatever. My homie JT, B&B Sports Center. Yeah. Miss Lee bringing guests after guests after guests. And we can
competition.
We demand our respect. Check out the check, yeah, we eat. This ain't a podcast, this is the life that we lead. From relationships, politics, you hear it all here. Got stilettos and combos and fashion right here. If you want us all to lead, hit a rut right quick. Or you can download on iTunes, you know she that. Got the show on YouTube and all, man, I swear she the shit. My homie T-Wig with up, know we up in this bitch. Feeling champagne, celebrating this year. The next year, at the next year, at the next year, at the next year, at the next year. For the Miss Lee experience. Oh. Whoa.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your girl, Miss Lee. Welcome to another show. It is the Friday before Memorial Day, and I hope everybody has had a wonderful week and is looking forward to a wonderful weekend. Welcome to the Miss Lee Experience. I'm here. We're making it do what it do. Excuse me. T will not be with us this evening. He is doing his homie's annual barbecue. So, send some travel and prayers to T, some peace over his crew as they go and do what it is that they do. JT will be joining us later on in the show with his sports and perspective and all of that good stuff in regards to tonight's topic. So we are finishing up the second installment of our educational series, which is on getting a college degree. Is it worth it? So we talked about last week, you know, whether or not you should have one, you know, which is better, you know, just being street smart, book smart, all of that good stuff. So tonight we're talking about, is having a college degree really important? So we have some comments that came through on social media that we will definitely talk through. As well as I want to hear your comments, thoughts, feelings, concerns, and what you've been through when it comes to going to college. Phone lines, you know the number. Let's get these logistics out the way. 347-934-0949 is the number. Connect with me on social media by liking Miss Lee, M-I-S-S space L-E-E on Facebook. Just Miss Lee, J-U-S-T-M-I-S-S-L-E-E on Twitter. And it's just Miss Lee on the gram. Definitely go ahead and follow T Wake on Instagram and JTNYG970 on Instagram and Twitter so we can connect, see how you feel, get your comments. You can see what's going on with the crew. Yes, logistics done. Check it off the box. One thing I want to just shout out on the Missing Experience, everybody who's traveling, who's listening to the show as you're on the road, heading to Myrtle Beach, Virginia Beach, Ocean City, heading out of town, New Jersey, Philly, wherever you are, be safe. You know, I know a lot of people look at the Memorial Day weekend as a cookout weekend and all of that, but we do have some soldiers who lost their lives. And this is the weekend that we pay memorial to individuals who lost their lives fighting in wars and in our military and all of that. So, you know, be safe. And I pray covering around all of you and your family, covering over the children. If you're in the cities where police, you know, crime and drug crime and street violence is live and kicking, prayers to all of the safety across the country because it's needed. It's important, very much so. So we got some good music, a little bit of educational music, successful music, along with some cookout music as well. I don't know. We're going to keep this thing funky, fresh, dressed to impress, ready to party. That's what we're going to do this week on the show. We're going to keep it uplifted, but still have a serious conversation in regards to having a college degree and how important is it really. And some interesting perspectives on this topic. And this conversation came through from a listener of the show. You know, they said, well, have you ever, what do you think, you know, Lee, like, is it important to have a degree? Like, are you not as valuable nowadays with a degree as opposed to someone who does have a degree? You know, is there something that you really need to compete against someone in the workforce, you know, not having one? Or, you know, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? There's so many interesting perspectives on that, you know, when it's coming and talking about going to college and walking across the stage and flipping your tassel, especially during now with college season. So everybody's graduating this week. It's the season of graduation. So in this conversation, I thought about it, like, what would my life been like if I did not have a college degree? And how successful would I have been? And does it really matter in the space that I'm in currently and having that degree? I really had to take some time and really think about that. I can say that I was the first person on my mom's side of the family to acquire a college degree. Which was a huge accomplishment for my grandmother. She was so proud, and, you know, like, you're the first one, and I got to see one of my grandchildren get her degree. She was at my graduation, my commencement, with my mom and my dad and all of that. And I can say I have some ups and downs with my degree. And I think life and experiences kind of put you through a roller coaster with your degree. And if you have a degree, you know what I'm talking about. Because when you go to college, you know, I know I grew up listening and watching A Different World and The Cosby Show and, you know, all of these school programs and where you have people going to school, going to college, you're living this life on campus, you got school days and all these different depictions of education, right? So I knew, and well, it was instilled in me since I was a little girl that I needed to go to school, I needed to get a degree, I needed to go to college. Like, this is what needs to happen. Like, it was instilled in my DNA in the household that I was raised in. So when I can say that when I was in college, I heavily was looking forward to graduating, you know, and I went through some ups and downs. I think we all have who have college degrees, and we go through the ups and downs, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is my major. Oh my God, I'm changing major. Oh my God, I'm dropping this class. Oh my God, I want a party. Oh my God, I want night classes. Oh my God, I need early classes. You know, oh my God, I want Fridays off. Like, you kind of customize and you figure out your life, you figure out your schedule, you figure out your social life, you figure out dating. You kind of go through this change of trying to figure things out, in which you get excited to graduate, you know, and you do internships and you go through all of these things to prepare you for the next step. Now, I wish, because things happen for a reason, right? We all know life experiences happen. And it puts us through some things, you know. So I don't know if I was fully happy in my college on my graduation day. I was pretty sad, and my mom and them was kind of angry with me. And I was like, you know, I'm graduating with my life. I was planning it to be one way. And then upon graduation, it wasn't that way. And that's because I was working in New York, and I had my life ready. I was working at, you know, CBS Sports. I was working at Kiss FM in New York and all of this stuff. And these were my jobs laid out for me upon graduation, right? So 9/11 happened. The towers fell. A lot of lives were lost. It changed the country between the plane attacks, terror attacks in New York, D.C., and Pennsylvania when the planes fell. So at that moment, the work that I worked up to, that's gone. So it caused a huge shift in my planning and my life So I have a degree, you know, and I'm thankful to have accomplished the accomplishment just as many of you might have. You might have went to school for computer science. You might have went to school for political science. You might have went to school, got your degree in astronomy or meteorology or education, English, history, African-American studies, you know, whatever. Your degree is in and you work towards something and you knew what you wanted to do. But life kind of throws a wrench and says, hey, not right now, you know. And then you're like, wow, I'm paying these loans. I'm working in a little retail job or a little cubicle, not applying any of the skills that I mastered in the 4 years that I was paying for this degree. Was it really worth it? Like, should I have done all of this to get to where I am? And you know, and if you don't go directly back to school, you know, that's the other thing. You know, you think like, well, I got all these student loans. Do I continue to add more debt? Do I continue forward to get this master's degree? You know, what is it that I'm supposed to do? So in looking at this conversation, you know, there's so many people right now that's currently graduated college with their bachelor's, their associate's, their PhD. And what happens if the plan doesn't go the way that you want? What is your backup? You have all this education. But when you're in the working field, it's kind of like, does it really matter? Do they care? And I've been in situations where having that degree is important. And that company values education. That company values the importance of excelling in your knowledge and being a better asset to that company. And then other companies don't really care. And it's not a requirement. And they don't pay you more to have one. They base it off of the current experience, the function in the role that you're in. So you look at it like, wow, did I waste my time? So I think when looking and talking through this topic, the one thing, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to think about is what's important to you in this education journey and how is it going to impact not only your direct state, but your future state as well. How are you laying the foundation for your legacy to come through and see the accomplishments and all of that? So tonight on the show, we're going to go through some pay gaps. We're going to talk about the importance of history of education in America, because that's huge as well, especially for some minority demographics as well as the majority demographics as well. And we're going to get into this topic, man. That's what's going on. So let's kick this conversation off with some music. We'll be back. It's Miss Lee. And, you know, what I feel like playing. We're going to go a little Marvin Gaye, what's going on. It's the Miss Experience. I'm your girl, Miss Lee. We'll be back.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on. Right on. Right on. Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, what's going on? It's the Mystic Experience with your girl, Miss Lee. Hope you guys are enjoying the music, the flow. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we got a little bit of a treat because JT is hanging out with us a little bit earlier before his sports segment, and his topic of, is college degrees really importante? JT, what's good, sir?
What up, y'all?
What's going on with you?
I want to give my perspective on this topic.
Okay.
Say the topic one more time.
Is a college degree really important?
I say it's. I'm going to give you a personal reason why I say no. But obviously,
okay.
It's circumstantial, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I work in the human service field. Excuse me. I work in the human service field. So the human service field is a hands-on job majority of the time. There's nothing you're going to learn from no college book that's going to prepare you better than getting your hands dirty when it comes to human service. So if you're dealing with people with autism, you can read what the book is going to tell you what autism is, but it doesn't teach you how to deal with somebody with autism. All right? So I have a lot of years in human service, but I don't have a degree. But the person who has the degree can come in and get a director job before me, which makes absolutely no sense. Okay, they can tell you what autism and cerebral palsy and all of that is. They can tell you what all of that is, but you know who else can do that? So can I. Not only can I tell you what that is, I can tell you how to deal with it. So Who's more valuable to that position? I would think it's me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The system says you got to have that paper, which doesn't make sense. And then you have jobs out there that just say, you apply and you're like, oh, I can do this. And then they say, requirements, bachelor's degree. In what? I just need a degree. What do you mean?
So a
bachelor's degree in what?
It doesn't even specify, like, communications, broadcasting, writing, English, history.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So I need a bachelor's degree. Telling me you just want me to have went to college for something. I could have went to college to be a zookeeper, and that would have been okay with you. Okay, all right. Got it. So in a lot of cases, I don't think a degree is necessary. Certain jobs, okay. Do I think I need a degree to be a doctor? Absolutely, I need a degree to be a doctor. Do I need a degree to, be a lawyer? That can be put up for debate.
Especially nowadays.
That can be put up for debate. Because if an inmate can learn the law just by simply reading in prison, why can't, you know what I mean? So that's up for debate, a lawyer. You know, so it's a fine line with this degree thing. Again, certain jobs, you need a degree. Like, why do I need a degree to be a construction foreman? What? Don't I need, like, to be on the job to know how to form in some construction? Just saying.
Yeah, because that's more of a blue-collar trade kind of role.
Let me present another one here. I want to become a sergeant for the police department. They want me to have a degree to become a sergeant. Okay. If I have a criminal justice degree, I can see how that can help me as far as maybe pay. Maybe I get more. But what about the person who's been, you know what I mean, a cop for 15 years already, already no job? Why can't he get the sergeant job without a degree? I need an explanation for that. But
yeah,
that's how it is out here.
It is. And then you have people, and like I was saying earlier in the show, you know, you have people who have a degree, work hard for what they love to do, and then life gets in the way and they can't apply their skills acquired in their role, so they get a job just to kind of pay the bill, and you don't get compensated for the knowledge that you've acquired in the current role, or that job or that company doesn't value having it, you know. So it's like they look at more so what you do, what you can do for the company, as opposed to your ability to apply outside of the box thinking with the degree. So it's kind of like, I'm wasting my time, you know. So I'm like, you're paying Sallie Mae, you're paying Navient, you're paying the Department of Education all this money, but sometimes life gets in the way and you can't get in the field of what you would love to do because you have bills to pay. But you find that in that role, people are getting promoted that don't have degrees, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, like, you know, so it's a crazy catch 22. Like, you know, I agree, like, teachers, you need a degree. You can't be teaching my child and you ain't got no degree.
You know, it's like, I put it to you like this. I'm gonna use myself as an example again, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, I work in the human service, right? I've worked in the human service field since I've been 18. I'm 35, all right? So there's nobody getting a degree right now, nobody that knows more about human service than me. Nobody. I don't care how long you was in school, you don't know. I know all about OSHA. I know all about FIFA service. I know about all of that. So I should be able to get a job in any capacity of human service because I know it all. But just because I don't have that paper, it holds me back career-wise, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the system on that should be changed. Because if somebody comes to you and says they got 20 years in a field, and the next applicant says, I graduated 6 months ago, and that guy gets hired, something's wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's interesting? Like, when in that scenario, and you're looking at the pay, you know what I'm saying, for people that get paid, and, you know, that have the degree versus those who don't have the degree. I was looking on USA Today. They had an article on average how much more money college graduates earn over non-college graduates, right? So this article says college graduates earn 56% more than high school grads. which is higher over like 5 years prior. But when it comes to the level of promotion, once you are the college grad, it's like if you don't have the master's, you're kind of stunted in your growth, even though you don't, you're not successful in the job that you're applying for. So I don't know if having the degree to pay more to get, I don't know if it's one of those things where it's like, if the majority of our staff has a college degree, it looks good for like company reporting that we have college educated employees. You know how sometimes companies have to fill these quotas on how many people have degrees and how many people don't, if it makes them look good or whatever. So we're going to pay them a little bit more. We're going to stunt their earning potential if they don't go further. It's kind of like, but then you might not even apply anything that you go to school for. And then it gets to the point where some companies, you can't get to your master's degree in a field that don't benefit them, or they're not going to pay for it. And you're like, well, it's just like a crazy, crazy.
But see, I get that, though. I get that. I get that. Like, if my job was to offer, you know, tuition reimbursement or whatever for human service, I get that.
Yeah. It's a struggle, man. I look back, you know, and I don't know. It's like you pay all this money, you know, and you hope that you can apply it. You hope, because it's like when you get your degree, you got to prepare for after getting the degree. You got to get the internship, get the experience, and try to negotiate some money right. And, you know.
Oh, my God. That's the other part of it, Lee. You just hit it.
Yes.
So you get a job. Listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Tell me a bit. You get a job. Oh, nursing, my LPN,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You get your LPN license today.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, I got my license. I can get this money. You go. Right. And the job says, oh, you got your certification, and we want 6 months of experience. Well, how the fuck am I supposed to get a job?
Well, you
get it. I just got the license. What are you talking about?
Right.
I mean, I need to get it. I need to work to get experience. So
right.
You're telling me I can't get the job without experience when I just graduated today.
Right.
So what am I supposed to get that
overqualified
experience from?
Or you overqualified for the job. That's
right.
The other thing I used to get all the time. Oh, you're overqualified. You know, we feel like if you took this role, you would get bored. And I'm like, but I would be great at this role.
How you
gonna and not
going to
make a huge impact. Right. Yes. Like, if you got the degree. Like, I was told that my friend was trying to get me a job at her company. And she sent my resume to her manager, who was hiring for a specialist. And they told my friend that I was overqualified. I had more experience and more knowledge in a lot of areas, more than everybody else there. So pretty much it was like, I was smarter than the manager. Like, she didn't want to hire me because she, you know, like, is it you being threatened? So either A, you don't get, you graduate with no experience, but you need the experience, or you have a whole lot of experience, and it doesn't even matter. So we want to get you in the middle and pay you less than what you should be paying because you have a degree in general studies.
And to go along with that, what they need to do. And we've had this conversation before, ladies and gentlemen, about what they should and shouldn't be teaching in high school or schools, period. And they need to bring... I remember growing up, and they had home ec class, and, you know, all that type of wood shop and all of that. And all that type of stuff is almost, you know, non-existent unless you go to a trade school. And even before... Mm-hmm. You know, our time, you know, we was in high school and middle school in the 90s.
Right.
Home ec and all of that back in the 60s and 70s, that was part of school, learning how to live life, survive life. And then, you know, cooking, that's, you know, all trades, mechanics and all of that. All of that, I'm saying high school and trade school, every high school should be a trade school.
Mm-hmm. It should.
Along with it. Because listen, there's some people that, yo, this carburetor, I can put this carburetor together in 2 minutes. But that algebra, I can't get it.
Yeah.
So let's work on this carburetor. And let's get this man geared to start getting his own mechanic shop. Let's,
right.
Instead of, you know what I'm saying? But that kid over there, all he know is quantum physics. He don't want to touch no grease. You know why? Because this motherfucker can tell you your birthday 80 years from now by just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So the school should be able to accommodate all these type of things that all these kids got. And that will determine whether you need to go to college or not.
Right.
Because everybody
thinks they're just supposed to go to college. They don't have those classes anymore. Like, I mean, I haven't talked to a high school student in a minute. But do they have those electives anymore?
Well,
like home
in certain schools, you know what? I graduated from Willowboro High School in South Jersey in 2000. And I remember they had the cosmetology class in there and the barber class. They had ROTC. And they had the little babysitting thing. That's all they had. I don't remember nothing else. I don't remember no home ec, no none of that. But in South Jersey, they have a high school, Burlington County Institute of Technology, BCIT. It's big. It's big around here, and that is a strictly trade school. And they got, I mean, HVAC, cosmetology, nursing. They got all of that there, all of it.
Right.
And it used to be years ago, if you went to BCIT, it wasn't like accredited, so you could go to college. Now it is, so you could take all of that experience and all of that, right? And now take it to college if you so choose. So you could, so while you're in high school, if you wanted to be a nurse, you can get a lot of your nursing stuff done in high school. You could basically almost become an LPN while you're in high school.
High school, right.
So by the time, so which is cool. So I think if my kid wanted to become a nurse and he or she kind of knows it, I'll, you know, get over to BCIT. Let's make this easier and faster. But not a lot of kids know what they want to do till like their junior year in college sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that is, I don't know if, you know, because I briefly talked about and what I want to touch on tonight, and it's so cool that you brought this up, JT, because when you go to college, you have to decide on why, you know, and I mentioned my family, you know, I was the first on my mom's side to get a degree. Whereas on my dad's side, there's other educated individuals on my dad's side of the family. So from the time I was a little girl, it was like, you need to go to college, you need to go to college, you need to go to college, right? And, you know, I wanted to be a teacher, and then I changed and all this other stuff. But it's like, if you have a child that you're telling them they have to go, but you're not influencing them to experience different trades and different skills and different things, you can't guide them to go to college, and they don't know why they're there. They're there because their mama told them to go, or their dad told them to go, without adding to, or if you notice, so like, for example, like I tell my sister, well, my nephew, he loves building, he likes Minecraft, and when we're in the car, he's looking at the buildings, and like, he's looking at the buildings like, auntie, how did they get that window that high? Like, he's already like picturing the structure and looking at layouts and looking at, you know, so, and then when we went to the movies one time, he was like, auntie, is there somebody that builds the movie set? And I'm like, yes, there is. And he's like, wow. Like, so it's like, I already told my sister, you need to get him in a STEM, you know, program and get him in these architectural type classes, you know, for middle school, and to kind of show him. So, like, when you have a child who's already showing interest in something, and you have to expose them to things as well, so that way they're able to, you're able to figure out. Because you just, if you don't expose your child to things, and you said you got to go to college, they don't know why they're there, and they're a senior with a business and they need business-minded people, because I think the most popular degree that most people have is business administration. And it's like, well, what the hell is that? What are you going to do with that? And a lot of people
What you going to do with it?
They don't have no idea. They went with this degree, and they're like, yeah, I want to own a business, but they don't have a skill. They don't know what they want their business to focus in. And it's like, these are these conversations that we need to have, because is it really important to get this business administration degree because you need to get the degree? Or is it important to get this trade or specialize in something that you're good at, you know? And now you got all the student loan debt for something that you don't even know what to do.
Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. I like what you just said, Lee, and I'm going to piggyback off that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I got a story. So my daughter is a freshman in high school, and the past couple years, she just hasn't done the best in school. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point that it was to the point where her mother and I just, her future just didn't look bright.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
me and her and I came together, and we just started watching. We just started listening. And we come to the conclusion that Monty just likes weird stuff. Right? Well, what is weird
okay.
stuff?
Right, what is that?
I'm going to explain. Now, Monty, when I say this, people, you're going to be like, yo, what? It's kind of crazy. Monty is interested in serial killers. She wants to know why they do this. She wants to know what is in their head that makes them say, I want to make you a lampshade. She watched Investigative Reporter. She watched all of that. So I said, Tiff, we need to get her and gear her towards abnormal psychology. And we presented this to her. Monty,
right.
You go to school, you know, I got abnormal psych and child psych and all of that. And once I put the correlation between that aspect of school and the stuff that she is interested in.
Yes.
Her grades started going up. Everything started going up. Because now we connected the dots, and we then figured out she's going to be some kind of CSI or something
criminal
like
minds
that.
Type
criminal
chick.
Mind. Or she's going to be a child psychologist or something like that is what she's going to be. Once we connected the dots, because most people are like, why the hell you want to watch all this serial killer and all of that instead of sitting back looking and like, am I raising a serial killer here? Because that's what your initial thought process would be. But wait a minute, hold on. What is she doing with this?
Right.
Let me talk to her. I want to know why they do this craziness too.
Right.
So I said to Amani, you ever heard of Ed Gein and Ted Bundy? She said, man, I watched this documentary about Ed Gein. I was like, yeah, crazy, right? And then me and her started going in. She's like, I don't understand why they do it. Like, wait. And then she's like, Jeffrey Dahmer ate people. Why? I said, exactly. And it always ends with why. And I said, I get it, Monty. I need you to figure that out for me.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me
right
why.
And then introducing her to that. When she takes those psych classes and criminal psych classes and all of that, she going to get straight A's because it's going to be challenging to her. Like, she's going to be like, I got to do this case study. Or why so-and-so, why Casey Anthony thought it was okay to throw her child in the pool. Or, you know, like she's going to be on all of that situation. Like,
now, I want to be clear here, ladies and gentlemen. I did asked my daughter, I said, Monty, tell me you're not interested in eating people yourself. Please, let's just get this out of the way now.
That's the thing. It's cultivating the what you already notice about teenagers and young people and talking to them about the opportunities in that. And then from there, they can take it and go wherever they need to go with it. But you have to take an interest in ensuring that it's something that they're going to be interested in. Because if they're not going to be interested in it and you just telling them they need to go to school for the legacy, like, they might be like, well, the legacy ain't going to be. And then, then it's a whole nother problem. So I do think, like when you were saying, JT, having a college degree is hugely important, but it just depends on how you're going to apply it and is it something that interests you. Because you don't want to get the degree in one thing and then end up going back to school to get a whole nother degree in something else because you went to school because of whatever. Like, that's not a good look.
Yeah, yes, man. Gotta just tap into it.
We gotta tap into this thing. We have a caller. Let's bring this caller in, and then we're going to take a break and be back. So let's see what our caller has to say. It's Miss Lee and JC. Who's this?
You know, on this question about his college education, college degree, you're really important. I say 100% yes, it is. And let's speak about African American kids.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the engineers, African America's percentage of engineers in the United States is about 4%, not including looking at the Elbert Stenfield.
I've heard.
But let's
that,
look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of an organization called the National Society of Black Engineers, NSBE?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
Yep.
Yes. In 2017 and 2016, they had a convention in 2016 in Pittsburgh. And last year, they had a convention in Lawrence, Kansas. And one company of the probably 100th company that was there, Northrop Grumman, each year they had 400 black kids, engineers, off the floor. 802 years. Just that one company.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, if you plan it right, you should target your children toward those high-paying fields. Medicine, of course, engineers, and the sciences. And that takes work. You know, you have to start planning early. You need to have your children evaluated to see exactly where they are in their subjects rather than dependent on that report card. And then start exposing them to the prerequisites of what it takes for them to be able to go into higher education and study in those particular majors. Because you got a lot of things going on for you. An African American with multi-degrees is like a diamond. And you know, right now, 40% of NSBE's 14,000 members are Nigerians in the United States.
Yeah.
So we have to do better. But no, I say college education is good. As long as you tag. And you know, I'm going to have a meeting this Sunday with a lady, a black woman who came out of college with a degree in chemical engineering. Mm-hmm. She had a PhD in chemical engineering. Then for some reason or another, she wanted to shy away from that, and she went back to school. And she has a PhD in pharmaceutical science.
Okay.
And she's doing very well. I think she has 5 kids. So, no, college degree is very good. It tells you a lot about a person, too. Anyway, that's what I wanted to contribute.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate
you calling in. Yeah, and I was just pulling up just to let you, if listeners, you got some family members, some young people, you know, in regards to engineering, because we talked about that. And on this website, on the World University Rankings for TimesHigherEducation.com, there's a breakdown of early career salaries with just a bachelor's degree. And when that study, they have it broken down for all of the levels of engineering: petroleum, systems, actuarial, science, chemical, nuclear, electrical, computing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a crazy range. And the starting salary, in no matter which section, is $63,000 starting with a bachelor's. And then the mid pay. The highest for mid pay is $172,000 a year, and that's for petroleum engineering. So just think of the range.
Could you imagine? Check this out. Peep this though. Could you imagine the average age you graduate 22? Let's say 22, 23. Right?
Right.
You go in 18, 19, depending on, you know, your age. 22, 23.
Yeah.
And you come out making 63 a year at 22, 23,
you would probably blow your money because you probably won't be smart. Someone like that, you got to make sure they are financially savvy.
I mean, I would just have to believe if you took that career path, you know, that would be a part of it. But you never know. But you never know.
But then on this chart, it also talks about the percentage in meaningful work. So how important or how impactful it is to others. And this whole engineering block, it's like 9 or 10 rankings. The lowest percentage in the meaningfulness of the work is 43%. So a lot of people in these fields, they believe and they understand the importance and the meaningfulness of it and how it impacts the community and the world when you're looking at these elements of engineering. So in comparison to other degrees, like computer science and mathematics, a lot, you know, the starting salary is 63, but the people in those roles only think that it's 36% meaningful to them. So, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you make a lot of money, but is it really valuable to you and the people that you're impacting? So, I mean, it's very, very interesting, and I'm going to share this on the social media pages as well. Let's get out of these general studies degrees, man. It's not cool in these streets. We need to do better. But it's a message for TJP. Thank you, Carla, for calling in. We will be back. I did say, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. We want to get it light and fluffy. We want to make sure we do what we do. Here's a little cameo, a little candy. You know, get your cookout music popping. That's what we're about to do. We'll be back.
I like that.
Takes over me. Yes, I'm tender.
I wanna know.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's the girl, Miss Lee. It's JT. We're talking about education. And you know what? We about to keep going into this topic. We got some sports updates. JT! I'm feeling a little Joe Budden for you, sir. Little Joe Budden.
We know I like Joey. I like Joey B.
Absolutely.
And you know what? This beat is a feel good beat, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're in
the South Jersey area, Philly, you got something going on Sunday and Monday, let JT know, because I need to be there. You cooking dogs, you cooking burgers.
Yes.
You got the mac and cheese and the greens. You call me and let me come through.
Yes.
Let me bring the Miss Lee experience to your house.
Yes. The good potato salad. The beans.
I don't eat potato salad. Yes, I said it.
You don't eat potato salad?
I don't like mayonnaise. Yes, I said it.
Oh. Deviled egg?
I know. No. Hard-boiled eggs are disgusting. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said that. I did.
I eat eggs every morning. Woo. This that feel good music. Oh.
That is.
Education. You know, that's that Joe Budden
in the middle.
Right there.
I'm doing the Harlem Shake in the middle of my kitchen, y'all. Right. Get it. Feels good.
So much is going on, JT. I know me and you talked about it yesterday in the world of sports.
Which
is taking me situation. In the fines in the NFL. Wait, JT.
Go ahead and drop my music.
I'm gonna stop. Drop your music. The JT music you wanna hear?
Yeah. Go ahead, drop that. We need that.
It's NFL music by the NFL topic. This is perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on this damn anthem topic yet again. But now the NFL itself has put a fine on anthem protesting.
Yes.
Wow. But you know what? I may get people to hate me when I say this. I may get people that agree. Do I think it's right that the NFL did that? No. It's freedom of speech. But at the end of the day, the NFL is a business. They feel as though that the anthem protest is bad for their business. Do they care about the reason that they're protesting? No, they do not. Should they care? Who knows? But one thing that we do know that they care about is their green money.
Yeah.
And the anthem protests and all of that, they take a hit with their money. So, they said, even though, ladies and gentlemen, they didn't kneel, they didn't do the anthem before 2009. So this is all
money-based.
The military and all of that is all money. Money. And because this has taken a hit from the good old boys ain't having it. They don't like this. And the good old boys, what do they have? Money. So now they say if you get fined, you do it, you're going to get fined. And I respect the chairman of the Jets. The chairman of the Jets said, I will pay the fine for anybody who protests. But you know what hurts me? John Mara, the owner of my team, the Giants, is part of the NFL Players Association or whatever. That was one of the people that constructed this thing along with Roger Goodell. That hurts me as a Giants fan.
I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, my God, it had to be my owner. Yeah.
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 Cause all
that was a little bit of a stab.
I mean, the reality is all it's going to do is you're going to just see a lot of players just not hanging out and, you know, on the field. Like, they're going to just come out and do their job and get their check and go back.
Well, they said that. Right. They said if you're going to kneel, stay in the locker room. Come
yeah,
out after.
Stay in the locker room.
And you know what? If you want to be real, that will have the same effect, too. You know why? Because if you're a high-profile player and you're not on the field, they're going to acknowledge the fact that you're not out there.
You're not
so the
on
same
the field,
effect is
going
to happen.
Right.
So they know why you're not out there. And it's going to do the same thing. And you know what's going to happen?
Right.
You're going to have your good old boy saying, hey, they're disrespectful to the flag that they're not out there. What? You don't see me.
Right.
But you know what? I want to put something out there, ladies and gentlemen, that you did not know. Did you know that it's illegal by law? If you wear a shirt that has the American flag on it, that's illegal. So when
you know all them bathing suits and bandanas,
all those bathing suits of the American flag, bandanas that have
pants,
the American flag on it, that
is
illegal. So technically, those people who are wearing those clothes are actually disrespecting the flag. If you want to be technical, kneeling for the flag, you know, for whatever, that's not breaking or doing anything. But people don't know that. Disrespecting the flag. And you know, there was a soldier who told Colin Kaepernick to kneel. A soldier was the one who told him to do it.
Yeah.
So if a soldier was the one who told him to do it in the first place,
told him to do it.
But hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, and I'll leave it with this. Everybody has said that the NFL has blackballed Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed, and yet they have. But this actual law that they or new rule that they put into place only helps the case that they have against the NFL. Colin Kaepernick has proof that the Broncos wanted to trade for him the year before.
Right.
He has proof that they were going to give up a high draft pick to the 49ers to get him. So what happened because of one year's difference? My play didn't decline.
Yeah. Right.
All I did was stand for the flag. They're going to win this case. Because of what the NFL just instituted.
Exactly.
It proves.
Because
it proves that you're blackballing.
It's a root cause. It's a direct reflection of what he did while he was in the NFL, like while he was actively in the NFL. It's one thing to put this thing into play prior to him doing it, or you know, like if it was something, but it was a direct effect of the publicity
what
behind and the outlet of what he did. So that's the reason targeting him as opposed to just saying we got a lot of racial injustices, it's a lot going on, we want to put these sentiments in place just to keep equality or whatever it is. That's a completely different thing, because if you look at it, somebody could say, you know how to is in October, a lot of the football players wear pink for breast cancer awareness and all of that.
Oh, breast cancer,
you can have somebody that's saying, well, you don't have a red ribbon for HIV and red and cancer or heart disease, so you need to stop.
What
I'm saying? It could get
in
so petty where
in the world
you know,
of today where everything offends everybody.
Right. It could go out of the or it could go didn't oh if NFL players wear pink cleats on the field in October, you know, you'll be fine because you're now offending, you know, domestic violence awareness, which is also in October. So now you're saying it's okay to beat women.
Yo,
but
my
not,
mom died
you know,
from liver cancer.
Right.
Why we ain't got a ribbon for that? I'm offended.
Right. Oh,
It's lupus awareness month. So, oh, it's high blood, that's heart it. Disease, and it can
why
just
we
go
ain't got a ribbon for that?
Right. Why are we not representing everything that affects America? But you want to go ahead and target kneeling for a flag on, you know, when the country was built on shenanigans. Like, and that's just real life. But, you know, it's cool to see when I saw this come out the other day, you know, a lot of other owners and coaches from other leagues commenting on it, you know, how the Golden State Warriors a coach or owner commented on the thing and was like, yo, like, this is, you know, so it's clearly something that's impacting a lot of other leagues and their opinions of it, too, because they don't implement that for them.
No.
It's insane.
It's absolutely insane. And you know, these people and their obsession with the flag, bro, is real crazy to me. It's real crazy to me. Because this issue is way deeper than just the kneeling for, you know, for police brutality and all of that. Oh, it's way deeper than that.
Right.
Way deep.
It is. It is.
Because when they ignore the reason, focus on the act, that tells you exactly what it is right there.
Exactly.
Forget the reason. We can care less what the reason is.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee, I'll put it to you like this, and I'm going to say this. Had Colin Kaepernick kneeled because a white man got murdered for whatever. I guarantee you we wouldn't be having this situation.
We really
wouldn't. There's no way for me. There's no way for that to be proven unless something like that happens and somebody kneels for that reason. But hey, what reason do I have not to believe that that's the case, ladies and gentlemen?
Especially since
what reason do I have?
He's mixed. So, he had all right to do the same thing. Or he could have spoke out for the victims of school shootings that are not black and that are kneeling for the injustice that's happening in school shootings. And not one black shooter has
stopped. I
want to
know what
would
have happened. There was a shooting yesterday in Indiana.
There was in Indiana, absolutely. Like, if he decided to kneel for the school shooting, would it still be an issue? Probably not.
I wish I knew the answer to that. I wish I knew.
You know, that sounds like a feasible
I truly do.
I think we should tweet that out. I'm going to tweet that out today. That's
tweet it out. Get it out there.
You know, kneel for the horrendous school shootings that's happening across America since this administration has come into play, would this still be a concern? Follow me on Twitter, because I'm going to tweet that thing on out to them. That's what's up, JP. This, you know, this is the things that's just going on in these streets, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's Ms. Lee. It's JT, man. We want to keep talking. You know, it's some more things I want to talk through in this topic of getting a degree. I got some comments I want to read as well. And then I also want to talk through some pros and cons that were provided on college-education.org. And there's some pros and cons to having a degree. And these are some of those things that you need to think about, talk through, and especially with your young people so that they understand what's really good. So, and we will be back, and we're gonna play some more, let's do some meaningful music, because you know this is the topic of education. This is, you know, we're gonna do some Nas. I can, because poor Nas, Khalees trying to rape him.
Great
child
choice.
Support, man. It's just too much, man. Khalees up here trying to rape.
It don't
this
cost $20,000 a month to raise no kid. It does not.
It
does not.
Man, it's like
there's people who make
good.
That in a year and are raising kids.
Right, and raise a kid. Right, look, for real, and they do just fine. Okay, like this is just absolutely crazy. So Nas, I can. It's gonna see. It's JC. Education isn't important. Take a knee. What you think? I don't know. Boycott and fine and all the shenanigans. We'll be back.
everything in the world. In God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong on that. Sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
I'll
be where I wanna be. Listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking f***ing ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go. We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He wasn't shocked that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
Yes, Nas. You gotta hit the Nas, the conscious hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what it is. It's the Mystic Experience. TJT, he's hanging out with his homeboys. JT rocking it out. But before we close out the show, I want to read some of these comments because your comments matter on the Mystic Experience. See, all comments matter. Yes, they do.
All comments matter.
Yes, that's a T-shirt right there. All comments matter.
It is.
The question was posted, are you satisfied with the degree or major you graduated with while in undergrad? So on that, I wish I could chime in on your topic tonight, but I'm out celebrating. My answer is yes and no. Degrees, certificates in social work, but seem to make enough money in the field. I love what I do. But have either two concentrations and a side hustle. Thank you for your comment, because yes, you do need the side hustle.
I'm in that same boat. Yes.
Yeah, you do, because Lord knows gas prices is $20.
Situation.
You need a damn side hustle for the damn gas prices at these situations. Daria says, yes, I love that I graduated with a BA in Afro-American Studies with a minor in Film and Theater from the University of Maryland at College Park. I love history, film, and theater. I use this knowledge as a successful CEO, entertainment publicist, celebrity entertainment journalist, and entertainment branding strategist. Thank you for the comment. Shouting
absolutely
out your experience. Yes, yes. Another comment, question that I posted, do you think having a college degree is worth it? So Erica, who graduated yesterday from Towson University, she said barely, and then she put all these funny emoji faces. Hyacinth said, it depends, and I said, on. She said, the area for which your career is in, i.e. teaching, medicine,
right,
some don't need it. However, the cost we pay for them is downright damn ridiculous, especially the amount of debt we end up after the fact. Shakira says, if it's needed for your job. Monique says, for the most part, it helps you get in the doors a lot easier. So that goes to what you said, JT, and having a degree or whatever helps you get in the door.
Right.
Tawaka says, depending on what the degree is in, some can bypass a degree and make a great living with certifications. College isn't for everyone. Thank you for the comment. Ty says, go ahead.
Real quick, something just hit me in my head. I want to put it out there.
Yeah.
Because you know they're trying to get, you know, free college and some kind of capacity. I don't know how that, you know, would work or with. I don't know. But
yeah.
Is there a way where if they can't make all college free, but maybe certain degrees should be free? I don't know what degrees would qualify for that. Maybe if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, you're going to pay for that. But if you are a general studies degree, should be free. You understand what I'm saying? A liberal arts degree should be free because that's just regular stuff you learn in high school all over again, basically.
Right.
But, you know, if you're trying to be a doctor or a lawyer, okay, yeah, you got to pay for that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's something
that's
that would be feasible. Or I don't know. Put that question out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that out here right now. Like, maybe should college be free or should it depend on the major?
I don't think college as a whole will ever be free. I don't think that will ever happen. That just doesn't make sense. Because how are the universities going to get their money?
Right.
Do I think education should be free? Yeah, but let's be real here. Everything is money-based and money-driven. So, you know, I just don't see free college as a whole ever happening. No way.
Hmm. You know, money, man, I just don't know. Like, because what is it, New York has free college?
Yeah.
New York had the first free college tuition situation, and that was just reported last year, and that's what the governor did. So, I think it was students who are going to community colleges. They're awarding a lot of scholarships that are easily attainable so that they can go to college in New York for free. But the cost, like you mentioned, is I'm looking at it right now, it's $87 million to implement it. You know, just to... See, first of all, here's the situation when it comes to college. Why is it so damn expensive? Okay, that's what I don't understand because... It's like, why is it so costly?
Check it out. Let's break that down real quick. Let's say you want to go, I'll use my favorite college. You want to go to the University of Miami, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You ain't just paying for your education. You paying for everything at that
that goes with it.
You paying
yeah.
every and anything that goes. You paying for the sports. You paying for them lavish buildings that's over there. You paying for that orange and green U that you walking around with every day. You're paying for all of that. The bigger the campus,
yeah.
the more you pay. Granted, you and I went to Caldwell College.
Uh-huh.
Is the tuition at Caldwell College going to be what you pay at Ohio State? No. Ohio
yeah.
State going to be more. You know what I'm saying? So it's,
we're paying for the label. We're paying for the name. It's like paying for the
you,
real
Jordan. You're paying for the
Jordan.
Name.
You're paying
Absolutely.
For the Jordan.
And I guarantee you it costs more to go to Princeton than Ohio State. And Ohio State is
yeah.
a big name. But what is Princeton?
Yeah.
Ivy League,
right. Versus HBCUs where, you know, they need funding and all of that as well. It's like,
you know, so you paying for that name. You paying for that,
yeah.
you know what I mean? You paying for the dorm you're staying in. You paying for the electricity. You paying
yeah.
for the food that you got to eat. You paying for the, you know, all of that. You paying for all
right.
of that. You're not just paying for your education. You're paying for to live, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And you're not just paying for your tuition and your life. You're paying for everybody else's that's there. You're paying
yeah.
for the same thing for them, too. Everybody's paying for
yeah.
each other's everything while they're there, basically. That's what
yeah.
it is.
This is just, it's just too much. And, you know, I'm looking at, you know, I mentioned the pros and cons, right, of this website. And it's like reading this, y'all, it's my life, JP. Like, it's my life. It's so my life. So I'm just going to throw out some pros and cons. College grads make more money, which we talked about. The con, student debt is crippling to everybody, okay? So 42 million Americans owe $1.3 trillion in student loan debt. That's just ridiculous. And then half of them ain't probably working in the field that they want to work in. The pro, and you said this, JT, more jobs require college degrees. The con is student loan debt forces people to live with their parents longer, not get married because they're in debt, have no financial independence, and they lack an other adult mindset. Which is probably a lot of facts for a lot of people. You got room at the age of 38 if you pay a student loan debt. Number three, the pro, and this is what you talked about too, college graduates have more opportunities for employment. You know, just have a degree.
Hey,
you have an opportunity.
Oh, listen, you just hit it. Then, okay, now let's check this out. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. So, boom, if I'm going to school for, okay, you got tuition, right? A flat rate for tuition,
mm-hmm.
right? Basically, at all
mm-hmm.
colleges. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to school to be a doctor, right? And by the
uh-huh.
end of this, I'm going to be making $175,000 a year. Okay, your tuition should probably be more than a liberal arts major, because your curriculum is way more extensive than the liberal arts guy. So the liberal arts guy's
right.
tuition should be substantially cheaper than a guy going for to be a surgeon or a doctor or whatever. You know,
doctor,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That alone
right.
should help. That should be fixed. Your major should determine the cost of your tuition, not a flat rate. Because why
yeah.
am I paying the same thing as that guy when I'm just coming here for liberal arts?
JT for president.
Why am I
paying? Ladies and gentlemen.
Listen. Let me tell you something. I'll turn this country around. Put me in president. Put me in president.
Like
I'll get
that,
it done.
Like that makes sense. If you're going to school to be a teacher, you know you're paid less than a doctor, then your degree should be, you know, it should match what your salary would potentially be, you know, for bachelor level.
No.
You know,
listen,
or whatever.
I got you. You want to be a teacher? You get paid more if you work in the hood.
Yeah.
But when you're there, you're going to have to put forth some effort. But you get paid
yes.
more if you got to work in areas where you got to work a little more. If you work in the little cushy town where
yeah.
everything is, nah,
yeah.
I ain't paying you top dollar. I'm sorry.
Right.
You ain't working as hard. If you are the school teacher in Newark somewhere,
right?
Yeah, you kind of got to get paid a little bit more than the school teacher in Livingston, North Jersey.
Right.
Let's take where you live at now, Baltimore. Yeah, that inner city teacher might need to get paid a little bit more versus somebody out in Reichertown.
Silver Spring or Timonium.
Or Timonium, right, exactly. These are things. Hey, listen, you want to go to work and not have a stressful environment? Hey, man, cool. You go out there to Timonium. You come out here to South Jersey and Cherry Hill. You don't go to Camden, but we're going to pay them a little more in Camden.
Right.
We gonna pay them, but you know what I mean? You can't mentally handle that? Cool. Come on over here to Cherry Hill. We gonna pay you $10,000 less, but that's cool. We got that here for you.
Right.
It shouldn't be no flat rate for teacher pay because you teach. Get that. I got to do more work in that district
in that district, Yep. Absolutely, you're dealing with different challenges.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Nah, I'm casting my ballot right now. There's some other ones here too. That's just crazy to me. Some of the pros: college graduates are more likely to have health insurance and retirement plans. Yeah, because their job offers that joint, and that's why they have it.
Right.
Recent college graduates, the con, are underemployed, which is, you know, the story of a lot of people here. This is a good one, JP, and I think, you know, we went to college together, and you and listeners, y'all might think about your experiences as well. Young adults learn more interpersonal skills in college, which is so true. You learn how to interact with different people. You learn how to live with different people. You learn more about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Those are things you learn in college that you wouldn't learn if you didn't. I mean, you might learn it differently on the job learning.
You know,
but just
it's
how
a
to,
good
like,
and bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a good and bad thing because you take an 18-year-old kid and drop him in Miami. Yo, what? You know what I'm saying? You take an 18-year-old on the flip side, right? On the flip side, you take that same 18-year-old, a group of 18-year-old kids, drop them in the middle of Idaho where they have nothing to do at all.
Right.
What are they going to end up doing every day? They're going to get naked. Every day, because there's nothing to do. You know?
Right.
It's a good and bad thing. You get to experience and bug out, but everybody can't handle that. Some people just be in a situation where they can just focus, and that's it.
Yeah.
Everybody can't do that.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I'm a firm believer
in...
And, you know, work hard now and play later.
Yeah.
I wish I took that advice years ago myself, you know. But it is what it is. I try to tell my kids that, man. I mean, work hard now, man, and play hard
and play
later.
Yeah, man. It's a struggle, man. And the opposite to the pro five and the con, and they have, it's interesting, many people succeed without the degree. There's a lot of people out here that were very successful without a degree. And they list some people, Richard Branson, Charles Culpepper, that's the CEO of Coca-Cola, Michael Dell, the founder of Dell, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Wolfgang Puck, Steve
Wait a minute. Those are the anomalies, man. That ain't the every average day Joe we talking about. So I don't think it's fair to use them people. I'm not everybody. Any one of us can reach that goal.
But those people, you talk every one of every person you just named is a billionaire. Like,
does
that's not fair to you, them people.
Does
I don't think so.
Have a college? Or,
I don't think so.
Well, yeah. You know, it's I don't know. It's interesting to look at the people that are successful without the degree. Well, they probably went back and got their shit later, too. And here's an interesting con. A lot of students do not graduate, and they waste time and money, which is a big con.
That happens to me.
Yeah. It's interesting. These pros and cons and one of the cons, and I'm going to say some more pros because I don't want this to be unveiled. College degrees, this is a fact, though. This is the biggest FACT with hashtag fire emoji all day long. But college degrees do not guarantee learning or job preparation. Let me tell y'all something about this, okay? Just because you got a college degree don't mean you a good worker, okay? This does not mean that you learn anything. You know, it's so many people, and that's what we talked about last week, book smarts versus street smarts. You might have the college degree.
Right.
That don't mean you have the common sense. You might not know how to work with people. You might need to be in a room by yourself with five computer screens, and you just work that way. It's just interesting. It's just so many pros and cons.
I like that quote that Bill Gates put out there. He said he likes to hire lazy people because they find a more efficient way to do stuff.
You know what?
And it makes so much sense.
It does. I want to end this pros and con list, and we got some comments on your questions, AT, and I think we can close out the show on that because the people that comment on the free college situation. But the pro that I want to talk through, and I mentioned this in the earlier part of the show, which is an important milestone for a lot of communities and ethnic backgrounds. Earning a college degree is a major life achievement. And if you look back to the times where women weren't able to get education, when black people weren't able to get education, even Hispanic, there were prejudices in school for our Latina brothers and sisters. You know, however, the Asian communities value education, the African community, you know, values education and all of that. And so when you look at the times where you brown versus water education, and Ruby Bridges was the first, one of the first students to go to school in a, you know, segregated situation. When you look at your ancestors on that side of the coin and how they weren't allowed to get an education, and you're a direct reflection of your ancestors, that achievement is a big thing, you know, which is something that you're doing for the people. That's a Wakanda forever. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this for the people. You know, so that's just
yeah, are the people going to help me pay for that, though?
Probably not. But just get some scholarships.
I get all of that.
You know, I got my Wakanda forever sign going on right now. I'm just, you know, trying to get that thing popping. You know, but, you know, it is a huge achievement for a lot of people. And you know, more people are older in age, in their 50s and 60s, are getting their degrees because, you know, they might not have been able to do it when they were younger due to whatever situation. So it's a pros, man. It's a pros and cons, you know. I posted it on social media, so y'all can take a look. But JT, I think we should get into your quotes. I mean, your question, because we got some comments that came through. Should college be free, or should some majors be free? So Evelyn says free. Taisha says all free. Akila says free or on some job percentage, like 10% of your salary for 10 to 15 years, and you're done. That's interesting. All majors, if you choose, some, they do loan forgiveness. Now, a lot of the higher-paying jobs will go to 1% for you, and you can afford tuition. Foreign nationals who get much cheaper education in their country, they come here for the higher-paying jobs. which is interesting. So you go over to Paris, get your degree, because it's cheaper. Come over here and get the bank. That's the hustle right there. Thank you for your comment, Akila. And Justin says, I think college should be free, and most majors in capital letters should be able to be completed in 2 years. It's terrible how most students leave college with thousands of dollars in debt and only to find employment because they lack experience. Make college free. Thank y'all for the comments, ladies. Should college be 4 years? Probably not. I don't know about that. Maybe it should be 2 years. Do people got 4-year attention spans? I don't know. It's too much. The struggle is real. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the comments. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I think we lost JT, but he might call back in. He was having some phone issues. He said his phone might die. But, you know, hope you appreciated the show. I hope this sparked some conversation in this talk of education. We have some very, very interesting topics coming up on the Miss Experience in the next up-and-coming weeks. We're going to get some more guests. We're going to get some more, conversations, some more music. You know, it is, again, Memorial Day weekend. I pray everybody has a safe, safe, safe weekend. And I hope you love and hug on your loved ones, because without your loved ones, you know, it's a lot of lonely people out here. And we want to make sure everybody's loved and taken care of and all of that as well. So have a great weekend. Have a great week. Much love, blessings from JTT and Miss Lee, of course.